The Record is spinning on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman. Protesters first took to the streets of Kiev, Ukraine, in November. They're angry that Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych decided to stop building trade relations with Europe in favor of stronger relations with Russia. The protesters say the government is rife with corruption and in need of reform. For Ukrainians who live in the United States, watching the protests from afar can be difficult. Our colleague Steve Scher sat down with Yulia Shadiria last week. She's a math teacher and mother who lives here in Seattle right now. Steve asked Yulia how she feels watching the protest in Kiev from Seattle.
I am nervous. I should say that I am very nervous and afraid for a lot of people who are participating, not just my friends and family. But I am more nervous and worried about the future of all those people who live in Ukraine, because it's pretty bad. You can get kidnapped, tortured, killed if you are active, a participant, even if you're not really active.
You mean by supporters of the government or government?
By government.
Officials,
yes,
by government.
Yes, of course, of course. People who have been not even that active, just essentially passersby, have been kidnapped and put behind bars. So I am worried about this. However, if protesters give up, if people give up, if people just say, okay, we're just going to obey the government right now, then it's going to be much, much worse for many more people.
Mm-hmm. Yulia Shadiria is a local member of the Ukrainian community. What are you hearing from the people you know back in the Ukraine, your family and friends? What are they saying about these protests? What do they see and how do they feel?
My friends and family, anybody I talk to who is there right now, they're all saying that things took a turn for much worse since when I was there about 5 years ago. Since Yanukovych has been in power, things turned much worse than when they were before him, and even than they were in Soviet Union. Hmm. So, for example, some of my friends who are in school, they're saying that it really doesn't matter how your performance is in school. You still have to bribe to get a good grade. And vice versa, teachers say that a lot of them don't feel like they can teach, or that their teaching matters anymore, because the grades that they give, a lot of times administration forces them to give good grades to those students who don't even come sometimes, just because they happen to have influential parents. So the level of corruption, everybody agrees that it's been just going through the roof.
But in 2004, there was the Orange Revolution. It looked like Ukraine was on the march towards democracy. Of course, you had a leader who ended up being poisoned. Yanukovych gets into power, some people say, on a fixed election. What were you and your family doing in Seattle? You were seeing that. What were you and your family thinking? What were your family doing?
My family at that time, yes, we were in Seattle, and we were actively participating here. We drove to San Francisco several times. Well, the community drove there three times to vote for Yushchenko, because all those times elections were falsified, you know, before that final ultimate when the Yushchenko, the popular candidate, won finally. I actually went back to Ukraine and lived there for a year, so I kind of participated in the Orange Revolution.
How old were you?
I was 26 years old. So the Orange Revolution was a very peaceful revolution. Yes, people stood outside in the cold. People felt strong, but people felt optimistic. At that time, Yanukovych was kind of a joke. You know, he's not a great public speaker. He has a criminal past, so people never really took him seriously, right? And at that time, whoever was in power was wise enough to listen to people.
Yulia Shadiria is a local member of the Ukrainian community. We're talking about the protests in the Ukraine. Also, the people in power in the Ukraine have tied their interest directly to Putin and making sure they get the natural gas they need and the interest that Putin has. And that makes for a very powerful bloc to push back against. But we are seeing people pushing back against them, hence the protests, including you. You stay politically active. You've been here a long time. Why are you still politically active with the Ukraine?
I'm politically active, even though I've been here for 16 years and I'm an American citizen. I'm very involved with American society, you know, as a teacher, as a mother, as a friend. But my husband is an American born here. Part of me will always be culturally Ukrainian just because I lived there and I was raised there and I was born there and raised there. So it's hard not to be involved when you see things happening in your country, in your city. It's really hard to stay away from that.
How does the country heal, do you think, after something like this? Or do we have to go through some hard times before the democratic movement hopefully takes hold?
Definitely democratic movement takes time. But what you're seeing right now is that people are definitely ready. People are ready to sacrifice their lives, essentially, for this. So that tells you that people are ready and that West really needs to support them. Because it's not like going into a country that is not ready for democracy and trying to implement some sort of democracy. No, this is essentially what United States stands for, democracy in the world. After that, even if protesters are successful, there's going to be some hard times.
Are you confident that we'll get to democracy? I mean, I think you're confident that we might see some more battles, but what do you think overall? I know you're hopeful.
I'm very hopeful. That's all I can say. I'm very hopeful, and I think that if international community stands strong and pushes more, there's definitely a good chance, because Russia is pushing, but we need a little bit more help from the West.
Yulia Shadiria is a math teacher and mother. She lives here in Seattle. She's originally from Ukraine. If you'd like to hear more about the situation in Ukraine, you can visit our website, kuow.org/the record, and you're going to find coverage of the protests, including an interview with University of Washington Professor Scott Radnitz. It's The Record on KUOW.